Hi Debbie, it's Wednesday, 29th of January 2014. And how's your week been?
It's been really good, Lynn, thank you. Yeah, really good. Had a very enjoyable week. Been eating lots of nice food, doing what I want. Yes, I've had a great week, thank you.
Good. What is the difference now with food and trust? Because what happens with a lot of people when they've dieted lots of times and put weight back on, there tends to be a part of themselves where they don't tend to trust themselves with food. You know, it's that I'm being good or I'm being bad or I'm on the plan or I'm off the plan. And for a lot of people, to learn to settle into themselves and feel what's going on and to listen to their body, that takes an element of learning to trust. What's your experience been in these last few weeks?
I think that I am trusting my body. And also, I think part of the reinforcement of the trust is that I can see the difference on the scales, because we have done the traditional way on the scales every week. And so that trust is reinforced because every week there is a loss. And so to listen to my body, there are times when I think, should I just a little bit, but it's really just a smidge of a thought. And to be honest, you know, this is the 29th of January. We only started this on the 3rd, I think it was, that we first initially spoke. So that's only 26 days that I've been starting to do things differently. So it is still early days. And yet, on the other side of the coin, I do know that this works because I'm seeing the results. So I'm listening to what my body wants. I'm listening to how I feel about food, and how I feel about food is changing. I'm sitting here with a lovely drink that you've just given me, which is hot water, a slice of fresh lemon, and a handful of fresh mint leaves. And I would say that 26 days ago, I would not have been sitting here with that particular drink. And yet, I'm sitting here now and I'm enjoying it. Things are changing, my tastes are changing. And so therefore, yes, my trust is being reinforced because I'm looking for different things and I'm happy to try different things and I'm actually enjoying different things.
And when you say you're looking for different things and trying different things, is that just food or has it affected your mental energy?
Food, obviously, because that's what we're doing primarily at the moment. And yet, on the other side, again, my mental energy is changing. My inquiring mind is really strong. It's really developing. Instead of just accepting, oh, that's the way things are, in the last couple of weeks, certain things financially have come up that I've been perhaps paying out for a long time, and I've started to look at those, and I've actually started to question them, speak to the people that they are concerned with, who I'm paying, and realise that I've been paying ever such a lot over the top, and I will be saving, and I have saved myself a considerable amount of money each and every month. So that is really different and something I did not expect to be doing at all. So yes, my mental energy has really increased.
And how's that affecting you with your productivity in your business?
With my productivity in my business, again, I'm not saying that I never procrastinate. I've gone back to doing my six things the night before. I usually write a list and I've gone back to doing those. And that is pretty much done and dusted by mid-morning, whereas usually that would be dragging till late in the afternoon. But the business side, the productivity has gone up as well. I've also decided that I'm now going to have one day off a week.
Wow. And this is Debbie, who usually works 7 days a week and seven evenings a week.
Absolutely. So I'm now having one day off a week. And that's lovely. That's very nice. There's no pressure. There's no guilt to be having that time off.
Now, that's very different.
Very. Yeah. So if that's a byproduct of what we're doing, I think it's a great byproduct. Really enjoying that.
Good. And then with your online business,
mm-hmm.
where you're constantly hearing mindset.
Yeah.
What's happened in your energy that's affecting your beliefs and the way you're functioning?
Again, there's a lot more looking into things. I wouldn't say no more. Before it was a tendency to just accept and just jump in and say, okay, this is fine, this is what I need to do. Now there's a lot more looking into things, and I'm looking at things with a business mind instead of just a go along with it, a bit like a lemming. I'm looking at things, inquiring about things, and looking on my online business as to what is going to be the most favourable for me long term. And not just in creating a quick buck. It is a business. It's another business. And so therefore, it's long-term financial security that I'm looking for. So again, things have changed in a very short space of time. So yes, it's good.
Good. What about your confidence levels?
Yeah. I would say I'm a fairly confident person anyway. Within myself, there's a lot more inner confidence. And somebody said to me, actually, only this morning, oh, well, you know, it's a new year still. You'll be looking for a relationship, but like a personal relationship. And I said, no, actually, I won't, because I don't need a personal relationship at this moment in time. And that's quite a big statement as well for me to say that. So, yeah, there's a lot more confidence within myself, and a feeling of I've now got much more of a path that I want to follow. Whereas before it was a bit, oh, let's see what happens.
Wonderful. You mentioned procrastination.
Yes.
If you view what you do with the label of procrastination,
mm-hmm.
if you give it a different label, resistance.
Right, yeah.
Review what you call procrastination. Give it the label resistance. How different does it look?
Then I'm looking to see why it is. Why am I resisting, and how can I change it? That gives it a completely different perspective to look at it as resistance, yeah.
Okay. So when it's got the title resistance, has a totally different feel to procrastination.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the difference? How does procrastination appear to you?
Procrastination, to me, it feels that the task that I'm procrastinating over it's difficult. It's not something that I want to do. It's hard. And resistance is, yes, there's still an element of difficulty, and yet it's something that I want to attack and want to get through. It's very subtle and yet incredibly powerful. Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how just by changing the label?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So what I'd like you to do for this week is every time you assume you're procrastinating,
mm-hmm.
and you give it that label, and then change the label to resistance and see how differently you work through things and just get an understanding,
yeah,
of how different it becomes when it's a resisting something rather than putting it in the procrastination box.
Yeah. Okay, I can do that.
Good, so that's your homework for the week. And now we're going to get on with changing some more beliefs to allow you to move forward. And onwards and upwards.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Debbie.